Future roles in crisis management explained. Future roles in crisis management for public health are more important than ever. As our world faces new challenges, understanding how to manage crises is crucial. This article will guide you through essential skills, strategies, and tools needed to handle emergencies effectively. You will discover how to communicate during a crisis, train teams, and build resilience in communities. Let's dive into the future and equip yourself for these vital roles. Understanding crisis management roles in public health. Key skills for future roles in crisis management. In the ever-changing landscape of public health, certain skills stand out as essential for future roles in crisis management. Here's a breakdown of these key skills. 1. Communication. Convey clear messages during crises. 2. Problem solving. Quickly find solutions to unexpected challenges. 3. Leadership. Guide teams and inspire confidence in tough times. 4. Analytical thinking. Assess situations and make informed decisions. 5. Flexibility. Adapt to new information and changing circumstances. Having these skills will not only make you a valuable asset, but also prepare you for the challenges that come your way. Importance of crisis communication strategies. Crisis communication is the backbone of effective crisis management. When a public health crisis strikes, how you communicate can make all the difference. Here's why. 1. Trust building. Open and honest communication builds trust with the public. People are more likely to listen and follow guidance when they feel informed. 2. Clarity. Clear messages prevent confusion. In times of uncertainty, clarity is your best friend. 3. Timeliness. Rapid communication can save lives. The sooner you share important information, the better. For example, during the COVID-19 pandemic, clear communication from health officials helped guide public behavior and reduce misinformation. This underscores the necessity of having a solid communication strategy in place. How to develop effective crisis management training. Training is key to being ready for any crisis. Here's how to develop effective training programs. 1. Identify needs. Assess what skills and knowledge your team needs. 2. Create scenarios. Use real-life examples to simulate crises. This helps your team practice their skills in a safe environment. 3. Regular updates. Keep training materials fresh. As new challenges arise, ensure your team is prepared. 4. Feedback loop. After each training session, gather feedback to improve future training. By focusing on these steps, you can build a team that's ready to tackle any public health crisis head-on. The future of crisis management in public health. Emerging trends in emergency response careers. As you look toward the future of crisis management in public health, it's essential to recognize the emerging trends in emergency response careers. The landscape is changing rapidly, and new opportunities are popping up like mushrooms after a rainstorm. More professionals are stepping into roles that blend public health knowledge with emergency response skills. You might find yourself working alongside data analysts, public information officers, and community outreach specialists. These roles are crucial as they help to bridge the gap between health information and community needs. Here are some key trends to consider. 1. Interdisciplinary teams. Teams formed from various fields will work together to tackle health crises. 2. Increased training. More organizations are investing in training programs to prepare you for these roles. 3. Focus on mental health. The importance of mental health in crises is gaining attention, leading to new roles focused on psychological support. The role of technology in disaster management jobs. Technology is playing a vital role in disaster management jobs. You can't overlook how tools and software are changing the game. From data collection to communication, technology is making it easier to respond to crises effectively. Imagine using real-time data to track disease outbreaks or employing drones to deliver medical supplies in hard-to-reach areas. This isn't science fiction. It's happening now. You have the chance to be part of this exciting shift. Here are some technologies to watch. 1. Mobile apps for real-time health alerts and information. 2. GIS software to map affected areas and plan responses. 3. Telemedicine to provide care remotely during crises. Preparing for risk assessment. Positions in the future. As you think about your career path, consider preparing for risk assessment positions. These roles are becoming increasingly important as public health faces new challenges. You'll need to develop skills in analyzing data, understanding community needs, and creating effective response plans. Education and training will be key. Look for programs that offer hands-on experience. Networking with professionals in the field can also provide valuable insights and opportunities. Steps to prepare. 1. Gain relevant experience. Volunteer or intern in public health organizations. 2. Pursue further education. Consider degrees or certifications in public health or emergency management. 3. Stay informed. Keep up with the latest trends and technologies in crisis management. Building resilience through strategic emergency management. Essential elements of resilience planning. Roles. When it comes to resilience planning, knowing your roles is key. Each person in your community plays a part. Here are some essential elements to consider. 1. Leadership. Strong leaders guide the way. They set the tone and make decisions when it matters most. 2. Collaboration. Teamwork is vital. Everyone must work together to share resources and ideas. 3. Training. Regular training prepares you and your team for emergencies. Practice makes perfect. 4. Communication. Clear communication keeps everyone informed. It helps avoid confusion during a crisis. In a well-structured plan, these elements work hand in hand. They help your community bounce back stronger after setbacks. Public safety leadership in crisis situations. Public safety leaders are the backbone of crisis management. They must act quickly and decisively. Here's how they can shine during tough times. 1. Assess the situation. Leaders need to quickly understand what's happening. This helps them make informed decisions. 2. Mobilize resources. Gathering the right tools and people is crucial. This ensures a swift response to any emergency. 3. Engage the community. Keeping the public involved fosters trust. When people feel included, they are more likely to cooperate. 4. Provide support. Offering assistance, like mental health resources, helps everyone cope during a crisis. By stepping up in these ways, public safety leaders can lead their communities through the storm. Strategies for effective crisis management in communities. Effective crisis management is like a well-oiled machine. Here are some strategies that can help your community thrive during tough times. 1. Preparedness plans. Create detailed plans for different types of emergencies. 2. Community drills. Conduct regular drills to practice your response. 3. Resource inventory. Keep an updated list of available resources and contacts. 4. Feedback loops. After a crisis, gather feedback to improve future responses. These strategies can make all the difference. They help you stay organized and ready for anything that comes your way.